The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. Hey, Tuesday, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. We're in for a great ride musically. My top 10 at 10 is Kwaito versus house music. So get ready. You're going to be sweating in a good way, okay? I'm thinking we must change that hashtag. The lies told by lovers. Yeah. Yeah. The lies told by lovers. Most outrageous lie ever were you told. What was it? And for some reason, love says, ay, man, get man. Get You probably even laughed at disbelief, but you're like, ay, shame. Umokoning, utlaring. Must lie just to get out of it, all right? So what is it? What was the lie? You told the lie once, right? It's no secret that when it comes to relationship, a little lie here and there, you know, will get you out of trouble. However, there are those lies that are so outrageous, man. You couldn't believe your ears when your partner, said them to you. Or you couldn't believe yourself, this is what you are saying. Example, okay. Hello, Ika. I lied about my name because I didn't think our relationship would last. A year later, we're still together. And I realized then, I had to tell the truth, but I didn't know how. It was a mess. And I told my mom laughed at me. There you go. You see? Maybe she told you, ay, man. Or maybe you said, ay man, no, that's my younger sister and her child. The most outrageous lie, hence the hashtag, the lies told by lovers.
The most outrageous lie I've told, and I hope he's not listening, Gajela Ube Uti, my side man is actually my gay best friend.
What? Out of the office to run to the parking lot and listen from your car, Mobolawa. Nice voice, no, thank you. The Manhattans, you send me. I hope you got put a smile on your face. The lies you are told by your lover.
Now, the most outrageous lie I've told Abuti during a relationship was, yeah, I lied about my name, Katipita Lerato. And then, Nale Abuti during the dance, my mind drifted. Kure, and I was not feeling Abuti. So Abuti kept on calling me, Lerato, Lerato, Lerato. You know, my mind is not there. I'm like, Hakida. So when I came to, obviously the guy was hurt, Hori. I mean, during the dance, drift. I mean, his ego was bruised. So yes. I said, no, can I less stress? I'm so stressed out. I go, hi, there's a lot that is happening. And.
Yeah. Come on, have fun with this. You told a lie, you were told a lie. Refido RT, he lied about his age. I thought women do that. No, he said he's 39. And Kinna Oden, you know, I'm planning his 40th birthday. I buy the cake for 40 years. Got the balloon. All with the 40 on it. And then his friends are like, hey, this guy is 42. Eh? Umpala refila are bafana the boys. Hashtag lies we're told by lovers. 3 teaspoons on why.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
I wanted to tell you why you lie. Maratatwar, talk about the outrageous lies. Okay, here are the outrageous lies told by lovers. My cousin is getting married. Mara, actually, it's his wedding. We've seen it, ne? Agir, kabo di long weekend, this so. Yeah, kasa agay. Kante agay, wilo chat. Number two, here's the one I don't get. Ladies, why do you lie about this? I don't have kids. What? Why do you lie about that? No, I don't have kids. Kante ay, back at the ranch, give fruit salad. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons and the lies, outrageous lies that is, told by lovers. That item of clothing or some piece of something in the car. No. Yeah? Should I say how lipstick here? No, yeah. You know you left it here. Yeah. No. Ay, what? That, ay. Spray cell. Ay, spray cell as Spanish aki. Cousin. Can't you know? Boyza. Side dish was visiting for the weekend. Two genders. Men, women. They tell lies differently. Who lied to you about what? Hashtag lies told by lovers. Asha mudala nijalo man. Mudala. Icho. But then.
I wish I could write it like as a book, you know, like a, you know that book that you take with you when you're going to do the number two?
Yeah.
You know, because you need comedic relief or
something. That's right.
Like give me quotes in your like no context, no nothing.
What's my just some quotes.
Yeah, just I mean I could tell you a whole story, but anyway, I know we all lie about body counts, but yeah, that's a story for another day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I once dated a guy who said to me, "Gubo bayam foster guti bastroele usiswake," you know?
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. So now there was this whole wedding. So I'm like, "Oh, okay. My partner's sister's getting married. Obviously, si zoe at no bati lo mshatolo agmelang uzavant banga pant." Ah. Ang boni sa guti no ba kipe nendo angu bazoya bevaya inyu castle.
Yes.
Oh, no, you know? Mm. And it's like, yeah, but I'm forced to go to Namela Hambenu Siswake, yon kinto. Because now, you know, but practice a step. There's
yeah,
some
yeah,
videos.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And he's always with this particular person. I'm like, why are you standing in front? He's like, no, I need to see my sister's wedding. And the groom, uy, soja. He said the groom has been deployed. Yo. So he's standing in for the groom. Ubanu groom. Waba uyelo tsotsi lo. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like,
no.
I couldn't. You know, it only hit me when the pictures of the actual wedding came out.
Because
ugel ugqokile, I mean,
and everything.
I mean, but tradition, but outfit of a guy is different to the other groomsmen.
Yes.
Like, oh my no, because I'm the big brother. Husband. Groom. But yeah, I'll hear.
What lie have you told?
I don't lie, Uncle T. I'm just economical with the truth. Very economical.
As she economically holds the truth away from us.
Thank you. I'm doing well now. You don't lie. Do you lie?
I'm very boring and I've dated equally boring people.
Okay.
When I hear stories like Umbali, I'm like, no. It cannot be. It can only be in films. It's a movie.
Yeah.
And these are people's lives. And then I'm like, I've dated people.
You've never lied about being at the farm? Come on.
No, I think the biggest lie I've ever told is that it's not you, it's me. It's literally probably the biggest lie I've ever told to somebody because it's actually him. It's all
so
him.
Was this just for soft landing?
It's a soft landing. And also, you know, when you open up those conversations, now you must, you know, get his opinion on things, but you've decided I'm out and I need a quick getaway where there's going to be no negotiations and you just say, it's not you.
No, it's not
it's
you.
Me. Oh, it's me. I need to work on me.
Yeah.
I need to be a better person.
And I need this time.
Yeah, and I feel like you deserve better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, you really deserve better.
Yeah. You're such an amazing man and you're going to make somebody such a great husband one day. And I just don't feel like I'm that person. And I'm keeping you away from your happiness.
Yeah, what's the name of the way? You see.
What was the one lie you were told? And you were like, this is outrageous, Mara.
Hey, Pratina, I lied upon my age. And then kasiya laptop or a lady movie. And then after the movie go on to straight to my document. That's where she find out. And then I go away late mon to go on put this or why negawala magaga ka ejaga. I had to lie again, or I man. Do a pela kijinjemuaka because negala polo.
Why do you lie about your age though?
The most outrageous lie I've told, and I hope he's not listening, Gajela Ube Uti. My side man is actually my gay best friend.
The
lie was, we are just office mates. We work together. Nothing else. We work together. Nothing else. That's the lie.
The girls, what about D? This is just a game. D.
Hi, Prati. I'm Pelakana Kongo Hashova. So, brother, say, seke mothotsi na le nthotse ke ditholang mo founung ke amutisa ke renden ho tsa halanya no a tsiba zanga ras mothare mamana lethe kopa o nyala hape he ka re nyale hape tshelto ya magadi le monna a pratile no ntse ke yemetse tshelto ya magadi hore o tla nyala hape o itse itla tsa monna e kae
maka monate again that's why you're smiling because o buditse maka a monate lies you told lies you were told. Call me. What lie have you told in love?
In love?
Mm-hmm.
That I've got a tiny waist. Because also I do a lot of online dating, so... you can create all the images that you want. Size 7, sana.
Yeah.
That time, it's a whole size 9, but it's 7, 9, day one. Typo. You know what I mean?
What lie have you been told?
Oh!
All right. We don't have the whole day. Come on.
The rubbishes I've dated. Okay. Well, I mean, I get along with this guy, but, you know, he lied about his child.
Yeah.
So I met this guy online. All right. As I'm bored. And he told me, okay, he has a son. His son is 2 years old. Sharp. Me being me and me being crazy, I did my investigative journalism.
Ay, ay, ay.
And then I found out this child is about like a month old. In other words, we started dating as your son was being born.
Yes.
And then he lied again. And I said, okay, so how old is your son? He's like, no, he's 4. And I'm like, so you don't know how old your son is? Because according to research, you said he's 2 months ago, but now he's 4. Talk to me about progressive aging. How does that work in your life? So I said, A, B, or C, multiple choice. A month, 2 years old, 4 years old. Pick one. He's like, And then we broke up after that. And I was like, you're a liar.
I'll still say, you wouldn't entertain a guy unless he tells you a little sweet lie.
No. You can't tell me lies.
A sweet lie?
No. There's like, nothing sweet about lies. Like, tell me everything.
Like umuhle.
Okay, first of all. What do you mean? Ndatimulo. Please. Talk to me. What do you mean it's a lie? No, I need you to answer this question. Uzamtin. If you said this to me in my teen years, I believe you.
I'll carry you.
Keeping up the group average. please. Dimhle, please. Wow. Irrelevant.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
My man, let's not forget the biggest lie lovers tell each other.
Yeah.
I won't ever give up on you. That's the biggest lie because at the end of the day, people end up giving up on each other. The biggest lie we ever tell each other. That's the biggest one. That's the biggest one, Tibos.
Mara, that's a sweet lie. You know, they're lies. This one is a sweet lie, man. It really is. No? Violet, hi. Vai.
Hi.
Hello, Miss Manyati.
How are you, Fati?
I am good, V.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah,
so.
The topic today is hectic, eh?
Yeah, tell me.
We talk so many lies. I don't want to lie. We talk so many lies in the relationship.
Yeah.
But my best. You know my person. My you know, I've dated this guy and then he was like spiritual so much, you know. He was believing so much in the ancestors and everything, you know. So I wanted to go through his phone, you know, to check what's going on there. Now I wake up in the at night, you know, and then I wake up and I check and I see, there's a lot going on there. And I'm like, you know what, I checked your phone. My grannies also wake me up and say, I must go there and check and see what was happening, you know. But I had to lie about it. And then he believed me. And look, I could just see that he believed me. Because, you know, because he's ancestral, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was my best, you know. So, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Violet.
So, Mina, I met this guy. I slow set the door, right? We're trying to build a relationship. 3 months later, profile pic, there's a newborn baby. Oh. I start asking questions. I believed it because he had so many sisters. How? Months later, his older sister passes away. So him loya, I go to the funeral to show support. When I get there, a whole baby mama is there and the baby is there and turn out to go to Mtana Owake. Your uncle T has never to slice at Zut. Kileka slice that day and never looked back.
Ask his Mona Lisa. Tolwana, hi.
Hey, good to hi, yeah.
Kwena Tolwana ya Tessel. Hey.
I'm gonna do it.
What lies were you told?
That was me, my life. So this guy we dated for like 2 years. Motu, frequently going home every time going home. Then I'm thinking my brother's love for his mother. Can't you know? This person is married. So now, every time hi, we are co-wife. Did I not on a Sunday afternoon get photos? Tell her, hi, how are you? Do you know this person? I'm like, who are you? And she said, pictures. A whole wedding happened. But that was not the cake on the topping on this cake.
Yeah.
She's like, and FYI, if I'm what Chaguvi didn't happen, Unaliba Nabaikan, Babankiba, the other two kids, same age as mine.
Sure.
Can you imagine? Did I not die that year? Hey, not all.
And then your kids are his kids?
I have one with him. And he's got two that are the same age, almost like a few months apart. Yes.
And then when which lie did you tell?
No, I took a visit to one of them.
Hey!
Not the part of the age. I can't see it because it's not.
Bye bye to me.
I wanted to get out of this relationship, but next certificate was wrong, so I was gonna go on a date with someone else. I kabotsa mo kae gore na ke a difung ga botshomiaka.
Yeah.
Kanja ena ke a dating. Ao motho wa phone motsegare ga o. Ha o bo ile fung ke roi. Re decide lo re tsamae re Valdem.
Yeah.
And go for a boat ride. Then hare gutla nna le motho aka o ne rile dating.
Yeah.
We were in a relationship. I broke up with the other one the following day. My date is now my husband.
O bolaile motho fo lenyalo. Hey, Koki, hello.
Tsamer le yo koi.
Le kae? Koketso.
Hello, hi.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
What lie have you told?
No, I am an innocent child of God.
Ooh, shame.
Okay, and it's quite recent, this lie. It's a simple lie, but with a whole huge backstory behind it.
Yeah.
That over this last long weekend, I was dating this other guy.
Yeah.
He's a sambo.
Hi.
He practices and everything. I didn't mind that. No, I don't mind. I don't mind other people's business and everything. They can do whatever they want with that time and everything. It's their faith, whatever. It doesn't affect me. So, guy stopped talking to me on Friday. So now I'm just like, okay, maybe he's busy because he does get busy. I'm put out of no doing whatever. I'm doing my things and I can't be around women and stuff and stuff and stuff. So fine, and then on.
So what did you find
Monday,
out?
On the story is that on Tuesday after work, when I was getting out the text, I go out and I go pick my daughter up from crèche.
Yes.
So I see him. I see him driving by. He didn't see me. I saw him, and I go get my child. And then when I'm there, he calls me and he's like, "I'm coming back from KZN. I'm going to your place." Born. I'm like, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm coming back from KZN and I was at home over the weekend fixing my stuff and stuff and stuff. I left with my brother. I'm like, guy, I just saw you. I just saw you at the stop when I got off. You didn't see me, but I saw you. And he's like, no, the car is with my brother. I'm like, no, what? So if that was your brother driving your car, fine. Does he also wear your clothes? Because when you wear your traditional things, was that him also?
He's got a twin brother. Hunty, what's your problem? Who's got a twin brother?
No, I know his brother. I know his brother. So no, he can't be like that. So he tried gaslighting him, like, no, when are you crazy? This is, I'm like, no, why are you lying to me? The biggest thing I want you to know is why the lie?
All right. So have you recovered from the lie?
Why am I?
Have you recovered?
Him. Like, no, I'm not going to stick around for that stuff like that.
Maroso, what's going to happen?
No, it's too soon. I'm still looking. Oh, are you available?
I'm giving you 2 tickets to come to Empress Palace this Sunday. All right?
Thank you.
I hope we told him what.
There,
lady. Congratulations, Koketso from Midrand. We're giving away tickets again. That is tomorrow. Andy as well will be giving away some more.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.